This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Today in Judges, I'm going to talk about, in the book of Judges, we're going to see a guy who was not courageous, okay? He's not the model courage man, but he's one who God made into a man of strength, power, and valor, nevertheless. Say, nevertheless. Here's what you see. God doesn't reward courage with a calling. He doesn't give you a calling in your life because you're courageous. He creates courage with a calling. As you fulfill and obey your calling, he creates courage in your life. Let's read in Judges, the sixth chapter, the first few verses. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years. The Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying crops as far away as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat, taking all the sheep, the goats, the cattle, and the donkeys. These enemy hordes, coming with their livestock in tents, were as thick as locusts. They arrived on droves of camels, too numerous to count, and they stayed until the land was stripped completely bare. So Israel was reduced to starvation by the Midianites. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. Hallelujah. They devoured everything like locusts. Now, the situation is this. Israel has rejected God. Now, how have they done that? They've said, in essence, they have not rejected God in totality. Now, hear me. This is how you can relate to this, I believe, many of us. They didn't reject God totally. They just added other gods to the list. How many of you understand that one of the covenant names of God is jealous? When he says the jealous God, I realize it's one of his covenant names. Like he is provider, he is healer, he is deliverer, he is peace, he is jealous. He is a jealous God because he'll have no other gods before him. That's like saying, Karen, I'm going to be faithful to you, but not really. I'm going to love you, but I'm going to love these other three women too. How do you think that will work with Karen? Wouldn't work well because I wouldn't be here. Okay. Now, let's invert that. If Karen says, I love you, honey, you really, really please me, I love you, but I'm going to have these three other guys as lovers too. First thing, I'm going to slap her and kill them. See, and then I'm going to jail and I'm going to get killed. You see what I'm saying? It's not a good idea. You understand? How many of you men understand? Amen? Okay, now, I mean, most guys, ladies, they'll be upset. No, I'm going to go kill the sucker. You see what I'm saying? That's my flesh talking, okay? That's what my flesh would want to do. The point being that it is no different with the Father. It is no different with the Lord Jesus Christ. He hasn't got room for you to love him and love somebody else like you love him. Okay? We are married to God. We are married to Christ. How many of you are glad he's not going to fool around on you? Amen? Okay, he's not going to reject you and have five others and make you think you're the only one. I think everybody understands that. And so, when the children of Israel cried out, they are in a mess because they have decided, and hear this, the Lord, as surely as Karen or I can't respond to each other in fullness when we know there's other people involved, the Lord cannot respond the same way. How many of you understand that? So, see, they would depend upon the Lord for certain things, and then they'd say, well, but these gods, they're going to give us rain, they're going to give us sex, they're going to give us, you see what I'm saying? Literally, that's what they believed. And so they would prostitute themselves and their relationship with God. So God backs off. In the meantime, here come the Midianites, okay? So they clean them. I mean, they take everything. They're like the IRS. They clean the house, okay? So here's the situation. Israel has the sense enough, though, to cry out to God. Hallelujah. I need to tell you something. You may reap what you sow, although many times we don't reap what we sow because of the grace of our Father. But when you insist on having your way, you're going to reap what you sow. And the truth is that they asked for what they got. And am I too loud? Okay, that's good. I asked him to turn it up here, so that's on me. Very good. So Israel's problem, you see, it wasn't primarily the Midianites. They were their own problem. Okay? They were asking for deliverance from God, but God says, you need to have a heart change first. Hallelujah. Some of you are in that category. You want a new boyfriend. You want a new job. You want a new house. You want more blessing from the Lord. You want more relationship. You want your ministry to flow, but you got a heart problem. I said, you got a heart problem. You say, well, I don't have other idols. Oh, really? Really? There are times when you will make a god out of your television. You will make a god out of your finance. I'm not going to tithe. That means you've got an idol. It's called money. Because you're frightened, you're scared. That's the whole point of this message. You're frightened that you're not going to have enough. You're also untrusting of God that when you give 10% to him plus your seed, that he won't give back to you. And as was said so awesomely today, that God won't shut the mouth in the hands of the devourer. And then you don't trust God to bring back to you what you place in seed. How many of you know when you give seed, God multiplies it back to you? Okay, so, but you're just simply saying, no, I don't go that. Now, I love God, and I'm saved, but I don't want to trust him that way. Say other gods. Oh, it's got a little quieter there. Okay. All right, so, but you need to understand this. I'm not criticizing you. I love you, pray for you. You're a part of this house because many of you have been for years, but you don't tithe. I don't treat you any differently. The Lord doesn't treat you any differently in that he loves you less, but he can't bless you as much. So how many of you think I ought to tell you the truth? How many of you know that if I know God will heal you of cancer, how many of you are glad I'm going to tell you he can do it? So I'm just giving you the information. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I mean that sincerely. I don't know who tithes and who doesn't, although I can tell. I can tell. Because there's more blessing on your family than there is other families. I'm not just talking about money. How many of you are glad he rebukes the devourers in many ways? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad with everything goes down the tubes in this city or this nation. I'm not going to starve because my provider isn't the United States of America. Thank God for America, but thank God for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so they're suffering because of their actions. And let me be very, very clear. Not every instance of suffering is in response to disobedience. God is not always trying to, quote unquote, teach you something. God is not always trying to teach you something. In fact, in most cases and in most instances, that is absolutely not the case. How do I know that? Because believers suffer persecution just like Jesus did. And Jesus never did anything wrong. Hello? You can suffer for the cause of Christ. And I'm not talking about sickness and disease. By the way, Jesus, how many of you know Jesus was the suffering servant? But he was never sick a day in his life. So I don't have to be either. Somebody say amen. If it comes on me, I don't have to receive it. Amen. How many of God wants to heal me just like he wants to save me? Glory to God. Now, do I always get that? As my faith is, so be it unto me. And I'm walking in the light of that. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God right now. There's going to be a family here in next service that it was healed and delivered of cancer in three different forms. Their kidneys ceased to function. Their liver ceased to function. And they gave them up and said, we can't do anything else. And they were waiting for him to die. He'll be in church this morning. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. I said, my God's a cancer healer. Oh, I'm in love with one idol, and his name's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm not ashamed to call him my idol. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all right. Say yes. Hallelujah. I like it when you sit behind me, baby. The anointing's stronger. She's my daughter. Hallelujah. In the middle of all this, we have this awesome, precious coward. And I say that not critically, because I identify with Gideon. And they're absolutely being overrun by nations and stripped bare of everything that is deeply needed in life. And he feels alone. And now the angel of the Lord came and said unto the terebinth, or the oak tree, which was in Ophrah. And the angel said, Gideon, look under your seat. No, he didn't say that. Come on, Oprah watchers. Wrong Oprah. Okay. You guys did better than the first service. They just kind of look at you like with their eyebrows raised, you know. They do well. Is this being filmed? I didn't say that. Okay. He says, the angel of the Lord came and said unto the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah. Hallelujah. So what does that have to do with anything, Terry? At the moment, they were desperate. God didn't reject them, even though they deserved rejection. He was sitting watching them and ready to minister. Sent the angel of the Lord, no less. Now, how many of you know what the angel of the Lord is in Scripture? Many believe, and I believe, it's the pre-incarnate Christ. It is Christ coming as part of the Godhead. It is the angel of the Lord. Some people believe it's an angel representing the Lord. I believe it is the angel of the Lord. I believe it is the Lord Jesus in his pre-incarnate situation before he came. He literally can go and come. I just want you to get the personalness, if I can say it, of that. Because it is that intimate, that powerful, that the angel of the Lord came. He didn't send a messenger. He became the messenger. I like that. Hallelujah. It's not any different today. The Holy Spirit lives inside your human spirit. He didn't send the messenger. He becomes the messenger. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not dealing with the devil every day. He's not omnipresent, but my Jesus is. Hallelujah. And he lives within my heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Okay. The angel of the Lord. Even though they have been disobedient and God was admonishing them, he's still sending his own personal presence there. Make sure you get this. We don't get ourselves into shape and then God helps us. He comes to us when we're a mess. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank him right now. Every time you've been in a mess, he's always been right there for you. Even when you're reaping things you didn't want to reap, he's always there. He never leaves you alone. Oh, I feel the reality of his presence here this morning already. Hallelujah. Right now, in every situation in your life, I want you to acknowledge, Lord, you're here and you're present in the middle of my crisis. You were there in the middle of my crisis when nobody was around and I was alone. I was not alone because the Lord is with me. I said, the Lord is with me. There's a reality of God wanting to do more than he's ever done, daughter. There's a reality of God wanting to do more than he's ever done, son. There's a reality of God wanting to manifest in ways he hasn't manifested. Don't be like one of those that said, no, I've heard it all before. Oh, you know what? You may have reaped some tough things and you may have sown some tears, but I sense the morning's about to break. I said, I sense the morning's about to break. Breakthrough, it's coming because God has been there all the time. And God doesn't hang around losers because he's not a loser. And he doesn't birth losers. He births kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the King of kings. Hallelujah. Amen. The angel takes a seat by the tree and he sees getting threshing wheat in a wine press. Now, what's unusual about that, if you don't know the story, it's beneath the ground. You thresh wheat on top of the ground. Why do you thresh wheat on top of the ground? Because when you're threshing it, you're trying to get the harvest, the seeds from the wheat. And so you thresh it and then you throw it up into the air and the wind takes the chaff and blows it away. And the harvest and that which you make the bread from falls to the ground. He's down in the middle of a hole. Get the picture. Here is a man who God has called. And he's in a hole cowering in fear. And rightfully so, because these people have overpowered him. Do you know why? Because this man of God is living beneath his privileges. And all too often, that's the way we are. I'm not trying to make it easier than it is, but I think we make it too hard sometimes. And the truth is that he's throwing up and trying to winnow the wheat and thresh the wheat. But there's no wind. When you're in the hole, you're throwing it up. You have to throw it up three times higher in order for the wind to catch it. Say it's counterproductive. Living beneath the privilege. Living beneath the provision. That's where we're at. Okay. Gideon is no hero. He's not Captain America. He's not William Wallace. He's nobody like that. No. I mean, anybody know who Captain America is? Oh, I'm going to have to go preach to the teenagers. How many of you do not know who Captain America is? Well, you're not even American then. Oh, Lord, help me. And the angel of the Lord, chapter 6, verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him, Gideon, in the middle of all this, while he's down there in that wine press, he says, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." You know, if you're in a Broadway play right now, you're laughing at that line because it just looks so incongruous. It looks ridiculous, okay? You ever been to a Broadway play? You and I need to go. Okay, let's go this weekend. We'll leave the wives and the kids home, and you and I will go. A done deal? Oh, you liar. You know you're not going to do that, and I ain't either. You know why? I'm scared of the Midianites. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to have Johann here today. She's precious to me. Do not tell your son I'm so frivolous when I preach this. Hallelujah. It's like going up to a guy approaching Gideon and say, "Thou art a great and mighty man of valor." Going up to a 4'11", 130-pound guy and say, "How's it going, big guy?" It's not working. See, and it looks, is it mockery? No. Listen, and this is maybe the main point today. God doesn't speak to Gideon based on what he is, but based on what God is going to make him into. Hallelujah! Oh, I don't think you got it. God sees me like I am and like I was, but he's not evaluating me on that. He's got a different picture in mind. Hallelujah. You need courage to go forward? Look not what you are. Don't look on what you've been. Look on what he says you are. He has a picture in his heart of who you and I are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I looked at Jason Green. 25 years ago, how 25, 35, yeah, it's about right. He's about 13, 14 years old, sitting on the drums, playing the drums, bam, 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 and with power, God's moving. He's got earphones in listening to the Beach Boys. Actually, I don't think he did, but it was that kind of a deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's not with it. I'm saying, God, he's not getting this. You know what? There came a day when he says, "I've been called to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, Daddy. He had my attention. I got news for you. The Lord been sitting by the oak tree all 13, 14 years. Hallelujah. God sees you like you're going to be. Hallelujah. Every story you told me about your life, I saw the angel of the Lord following you, protecting you. Does anybody know that God protected you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. All glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. That boy was in a wreck in front of my church. He could have been taken like that, but God had a better plan. God tried to take my baby not too many months ago, and it seemed like all was lost. I got good news for you. My God never lost faith in his plan for that child. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. I said to God be the glory. And he's not done yet. He's not done yet. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Really? Gideon says, "I got a couple questions for you, God." Thank God Gideon was real. Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all these miracles which our fathers and grandfathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." God knows when you're bitter, and God knows when you're wrong. You know, that's a nonsensical question. First of all, it wasn't God doing something wrong. It was them doing something wrong. Hello? They left God. God didn't leave them. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. "Why don't you do great things anymore?" He says, "Really? Really, Gideon? Yeah, why don't you do great things?" He says, "Do you understand what you're saying?" "Yeah, I understand. Why are you not doing great things?" He says, "I'm an angel of the Lord, and I'm sitting here talking to you." Is that not wonderful? Hello? We're sitting in the presence of the deliverer, and we're asking him, "Where's God?" Well, I'd never do that. You do it every day. So do I. We do it many times, I should say. "Where are you, God?" Because we feel alone. Alone is never the truth. I go with you always. It didn't mean things weren't going to get rough, but he says, "I'm going to be with you. Perfect love casts out all fear. I can't be fear if I'm in the presence of the Lord. I can't be afraid if I'm in the presence of the Lord. I can choose to if I want to be, but I don't have to be because he's with me. He's with me on that hospital gurney. I said, he's with me in that medical office. I said, he's with me when that doctor does strange things to my behind. Hallelujah. I could have went all day and not said that. Are you listening to me? He's with me when they tell you, we don't have any more work for you. Oh, you know what? That's okay. Thank you for what you did for me. My Father has a job for me. I said, my Father has a job for me. Well, it's been 5 weeks. Really? Isn't it miraculous how you still got money and you still paid the rent? Is anybody hearing me today? Has God not always been faithful? Yeah, I've gotten without. Yeah, the bank account's gone down. Yeah, I had to be late. But you know what? As my faith is, so be it unto me. I got news for you. He's never left me forsaken. You sure I'm not too loud? Little lady back going, yes. Hallelujah. 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 But look at God's specific answer. Let's try it again, Andrew, verse 14. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have. I like it better this way. Go with the strength you have. Are you here, still here? Go with the strength. He says, where's the God of miracles? He says, go with the strength you have. Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midians. I am sending you. What can we learn about courage and calling from this story? Are you listening? We are the work. We are the work of God in our generation. He says, so you don't see any of my miracles? He says, get ready. I'm going to do them through you. it's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's this generation. It's this generation working with tomorrow's generation, working with the last generation. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. Where's the miracles of God? God wants to do them through you and you and me and you and you. Oh, really? I don't think so. Oh, no, 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 no. The miracles of God, the work of God must truly be our own. Our work becomes his work. No, his work becomes our work. We are God's hands extended. Are you listening? See him do mighty deeds and wonders again. Get to work. Our greatest days are still ahead. You know why I know that? Because there are some 4,600 people groups that have never heard the name of Jesus yet in this world. Think about that. Nobody will argue that Jesus is coming before everybody hears the name of Jesus. It's in the Word. Say, he still has things to do. You know why he's not through with signs and wonders and miracles? Because that's how people came to know Jesus in the New Testament. That's how they came when he was on the earth. That's how he shared the gospel. Are you listening? He says, that you may know that I have power to forgive your sins. Rise, take up your bed and walk. He's a miracle worker. That's what we mean by the fullness of the gospel. The fullness of the good news is he didn't just save me, he heals me. He just doesn't heal me, he makes me rich. He makes me rich so I can help others. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Say, God's not through this yet. Hallelujah. So you know what I say? And let's go back to that scripture. And it says, you go with the strength you have. Well, I'm weak. And you know what? Yeah, look, Midianites all around. You take what you've got and you start putting it to work. Jason, when are we going to do something else? When are we going to start building? Again, are you listening? That room sat over there for 5 years because I couldn't figure out how to fix it. But the Lord spoke to Jason and says, there's a way to do it. You know what? Sometimes it's not my gift. It's not my opportunity. It's not my job. It's your job. Are you listening? I wouldn't talk to David three or four times. I wouldn't talk to really just David. And Jason went and talked to David, and he says, Dad, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. I said, really? Yeah? okay, yeah. He says, well, it's going to cost this and this and this and this. And I went, that's fine. You know, sometimes, David, I need somebody to help me pull the trigger. I can't do the work because I haven't got the mind of Bezalel like he and John have. And James and the Burton girl. She can hang anything from anywhere, get up and fly. And some of us big guys going, oh, mama, no. And she said, oh, it's okay. She's as scared as we was, but she had more faith. Hello? Why are you saying that? Because it's time to take what we have and use what we got. I said, these lights fell out today. You know what? We just needed gin here. But you know, if those things went out, you know what? We'd buy some more. That's why we're taking that offering today. You know why? Because we're going to do this stage, and we're going to do some more and kick, and we're going to do, and you know what? We're going to go live stream. Hallelujah. But we're going to fix this thing where it looks good for somebody. Say amen. Now, I don't know why we're going live stream, except the Lord said to me, it's time to, you know, about 8 months ago, the Lord said, it's time to build. Now, you know me well enough. No, I don't say it, because if it ain't God ain't in it, I ain't going to do it. But the Lord said, it's time to build. And he told me not too long ago, it's time to get live stream. And you know what? Nick's here. He was right up there. I don't know where he is right now. But he was up there a while ago. And he's going to help us get the technology. But we're going to get the money to do it. You know why? Because we're going to do what God has for us to do. We're going to take what we've got. And we're going to work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Hallelujah. We didn't have a dime to do what we did. It cost them, I don't know, several thousand dollars. You know what? Hallelujah. 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 What's on the agenda next? All of you who helped, I wrote this. All of you who helped raise a new kick room for our kids ministry, what's he calling you to do next? Jason, Hector, David, John, Sean, the Munoz men, Minor, and the James boys. There's a bunch of guys named James. And all the women who stepped up, you're all people of valor. And you're God's chosen to do the work of this generation. And when we were there, wasn't it awesome? We didn't have machinery, and God gave us machinery that should have cost thousands of dollars, and he gave it to us for free. Because your son has the power and the favor of God on his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we were building this building, they gave us about 60 some or more thousand dollars worth of equipment. We didn't pay a dime for it. We haven't been talked to them. Hector, don't even work there anymore. But there's something about, oh, hallelujah. When you walk into a room, you're the ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when you walk into a room as an ambassador, you're not just representing this nation. You are this nation. You are the king. You are the authority. You are the power. You are the favor. You are the one who draws the favor. You understand what I'm saying? Say, I am an ambassador of the King of all kings. If you're an ambassador from America, when you walk into Italy, you're not just representing the president. You're not just representing the nation. You are the nation. They can't touch you. And if they touch you, guess who's coming after you? Are you listening? So I am immune if I'm an ambassador from prosecution. I am protected. I can get in my embassy and they can't touch me. And when I walk outside, if anybody touches me, the wrath of America is coming now. Now you may question that in some political instances, but I got news for you. America and every nation that is under God takes care of its own. But even if America falters, it is just an analogy, because Jesus never fails. And did he not say, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you? Doesn't mean bad things are going to come your way, or temptation's not going to come your way, or hardships aren't going to come your way, but he is with us. And to the extent I know my authority and who I am in him, I can work with what I've got, and I walk in the fullness of authority of the King. Let me tell you this. When the enemy comes, he is not omnipresent. And when you stand in your authority, in yourself, you lose. When you stand in the authority of the Lord Jesus, you win. Because he cannot penetrate that authority. Let's lift our hands and thank him one more time. For the times you've walked in the authority that he gave you. Trust him that you're still walking in that authority. You're still walking in the power, the grace, the rights of a fully born son and daughter. I worship you this morning, Lord. I worship you this morning. It took a while for Gideon to realize this is who he is. I'm face to face with God. And I did not die. Because God wants a face-to-face with you. He's sitting near you by the tree of life. And he says, I have things for you to do. Walk in the authority I've prepared for you. You go in the strength that you have. I have this sense that there are many of us in this building that we're sitting and we're in the wine press. But the Lord is hovering over us just like he hovered over the face of the earth. Ready to create. Ready to empower, ready to give authority to name everything that is named. And he's waiting for you to realize, I'm with you. I'm for you. And he says, if you'll just look up, there's new vision. Yeah, but I'm a failure. I'm the weakest man in my tribe. I'm the weakest man in my family. I've sinned. I'm not condoning sin, but I'm telling you, you know how you get rid of the desire to sin? Get a vision of what God's prepared for you. And that comes in a face-to-face. Look and see the vision. He wants to do great and mighty things. This is for the everyday man. This is for the father raising sons, the mother raising sons and daughters. This is for the man who's looking for a wife. This is the woman who's looking for the husband. You can compromise. You can go to other idols. You can sleep with people, even though you don't want to sleep with people, but you're tired of trusting God to bring you the right man. That's compromise. The Lord says you need to walk in your authority from this day forward. Repent of your sins. Repent of your idols and go to the one true and the living God. How can God replace what I've lost? He gave his own son. But he rose a redeemer. Some of you have lost loved ones. How can God replace that? God can't replace them, but he can give you peace and joy and victory in spite of it. Because we know where our loved one is. And what the devil meant for evil, only my God, he will work it together for good. I'm not just talking, I'm living it. Hallelujah. What are you getting at? Every situation. Fear not, O great man and woman of valor, for I am with you. I didn't say it was easy. It's heartbreaking at times. But he and your loved ones wouldn't want you to live in that. He says, arise, go to a place I will show you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against all forms of fear, rejection, inferiority, lack, fear of the present and fear of the future. Many of you faced medical news. Many of you faced business news. But you know what? He says, I am never going to leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always. And when I go before you, behind you, and you go in my name and in my authority, and I'll cause you to win many victories and make the devil wish he'd never touched you. I call you healed of anxiety in the name of Jesus. I call you healed. We're walking through it ourselves. I call you healed. I call you whole. You need to quit looking at the floor in the Midianites. You need to look up and see the angel of the Lord. He's got vision. He's the restorer of the breach. Are you getting this? Father, we receive you now. And we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so much more I could say, but I'm done. I praise you, Lord. You know what we need? We need a fresh encounter with Jesus. It's not the king. It's not the kingdom. It's all that. You know what it really is? It's not an it. It's a who. is Jesus. Jesus. You know who the angel was? It was Jesus. It was the incarnate Christ. Just look to Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. You're more real than my problems. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense presence and I sense faith because you've got hope. When he's present, there's hope. When he's present, there's always victory. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.